Hi, I'm Delilah. I'm also here in Thomas. It's so lovely to be here. I've been away so much recently, and so I haven't been able to come into this meeting as regularly as I used to be. Speak up loud. This topic is something that is huge for me. I think when I first came into OA, I didn't really realise that body obsession was such an addiction for me, and how separate it is to food, yet connected. And the process of recovering and being in recovery now from this constant obsession with myself and my body has been the most life-changing thing for me, because I wasn't aware of just how obsessed I was, I think. My sponsor told me to kind of put myself back in that place before doing this, and so I was doing that this morning, and it was really hard and painful, but also I was like, oh my God, I don't do that anymore, which is a miracle. And I used to kind of, it was like a physical tingling feeling of like bigness. And every time something would happen that would upset me or make me happy, even, I'd get this like tingling feeling. It would be like in my face and in my arms and in my legs, just like I'm expanding. And it was so, so powerful. And how it came in with the food is every time I'd even slightly overeat, like literally one bite, it would hit me and it would be like, oh my God. And every time I would restrict, even if it was looking at the calories on what I was eating or drinking coffee to kind of prolong eating my next meal, it would hit me. And so it was like this literal correlation between not eating completely honestly and with God and being in this body obsession, which for me, it's not fucking worth it at all. Like, it's not worth it, because I'm talking to someone and I'm not thinking about what's going on. I'm literally thinking about myself and my body and how huge I am or how thin I am. Like, it would go either way. And the thing that I really realised was that it doesn't matter what you look like at all. I was looking back at pictures of myself this morning in that time, and I was really small, and I felt really, really big the whole time and wrong. Recovering from it was this really kind of focused thing for me that my sponsor took me through, of literally not letting myself follow the thought. So body checking, like every time I'd be walking down the street, I'd be looking in the window. Every time I'd look in the mirror, the body obsession head would be looking in the mirror. It wouldn't be just me looking in the mirror, it'd be like, oh, that tiny, you know, just insane little things of like, oh, my face is bigger in the past hour. And so the only thing that relieved that, like the thoughts aren't gonna go, and that's, I didn't experience the thoughts just going, I experienced not going with the thoughts, if that makes any sense. Because it is a choice of whether to believe, I'm trying to watch. It's a choice of like whether to believe it or not to. And so what I do, and I do this all the time, and I've kind of even forgotten that I do it, but when I first started doing it, it seemed like this insane, like 24/7. Every time a thought would come in, I would just be like, okay, and just not listen, which is so difficult at first, because I'd be sitting in a cafe, and what I'd do is I'd be sitting somewhere and I'd pretend I needed the loo just so I could look in the mirror and just kind of like check that I was all right and safe. And so not doing that, I felt so weirdly vulnerable in the world, because it would be 12 o'clock and I wouldn't have looked in the mirror that day, or I'd have kind of like looked briefly in the morning and then I wouldn't have been checking myself, you know, what's the update on what I look like throughout the day. And it's so vulnerable and scary. But that's when, for me, God and my connection with my higher power has just saved my whole life, because I'm so, so powerless over my mind, and being able to give it, to hand it over, has just been incredible. And like, for me, my morning routine isn't an option. Like, I've learned through, like, I've got relapse in my story and relapse into restriction, which is so insidious, because you're kind of aware of it, yet you're not. And I was in total denial about it. And I've learned that this stuff isn't, it's just not an option, because I'm not going to be happy. I'm not going to be able to live in a way that isn't completely selfish and self-obsessed, even if I'm seeming to be nice and I'm not like punching people and being nasty to people, but I'm still, all of my motives are selfish. And the only way for me that I can be free from that kind of life is by doing certain things in the morning, literally every morning, because I'm not going to have a good day if I don't do it. I've really realised that. And coming to meetings, and also being honest. And I think that the thing with body obsession is that it's the most dishonest thing you can do, because the thoughts are coming in and they're not real. It's not real, and it feels so real, and it feels so much like the truth of the matter of whatever's going on. But it's not, and so listening to it and running with it and believing in it is so dishonest, because we know it's not true. We do know that it's not true, deep down. And I'm just so grateful today that I haven't thought about my body today, and I'm sure it will come in, and I'm thinking about it a bit now, but that's fine, and I'm not gonna believe the things that I used to believe. And it's a miracle, really, truly a miracle. But it's also work. Like, it's not just like, oh, woke up and I'm like totally cool at all. It was like the hardest, thank you. It was like the toughest thing I've ever done and I'm ever doing, but it's so rewarding. And like, I'm so grateful for OA, so grateful. So grateful.
Thank you.